in Cuba. You know, in the family, in the place you work, in the neighborhood. It, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you have become a vessel for the sanctification of Hashem's name. Paro also, but from the negative side. Another thing, Hashem needs these Rishonim in the world in order to keep the perfect balance. There's a spiritual law. It's a balance of power. Unless you have a perfect, even balance of good and evil in the world, then that upsets free choice. Because as soon as the world goes too strong to evil, or too strong to good, then a person is coerced. They can say not free choice. Now, understand the power of every Ben Torah, of every Baal Tshuva. Here you've got all these zillion and trillion Rishonim in the world, you know, with all these tithes and everything, and you've got, you know, so many Baal Tshuvas, which is, you know, 0.0013 of the population. And this is free choice. It just goes to show you what the value of every observant Jew is, especially of all children. And by having this tremendous evil, you see the light. Okay, this is Lubavitch is saying. That one candle chases away a lot of light.
A lot of darkness.
A lot of darkness, excuse me, thank you. And it is the okay, me little English, excuse me. Okay, I got to go into English mode, come on. But that's what happened. When you have this bitter darkness, and you have a tzaddik, so the light of a tzaddik, takes all the way as darkness. But a candle during the daylight, you don't see any impression. You see a candle, you see the tzidkas of a tzaddik, the righteousness of a tzaddik, when he's down in this world. Okay? So by having the evil serves a lot of good. Now the evil in himself, we have to go way back. Paro had a chance not to be evil. He had good within him. Paro at first said, "The loya daka seif." You know the midrash. The midrash says it's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. If Paro was a brand new Paro, or if he was an old Paro, or renewed his edicts. Okay. So, according to one opinion, Paro, one opinion in Midrash, Paro knew Joseph, and knew how Yosef and Yaakov Avinu were beneficial to the Egyptian economy, and he told his advisors he was against doing anything evil to the Jews. And so what they did is they took him off his throne for 90 days. So after he was away from his throne, then he had to straighten himself out to the party lines. He left truth and adopted the party lines. As soon as Paro did that, he left truth, Hashem left him. Okay, this is the way you want to go? Go for it. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "B'derech she'adam rotzeh ללכת, מוליכים אותו." The way a person goes, Hashem takes him. "Habali tehel," a person who comes to purify himself, "Misayim yado." From Shemayim, they help him. "A body tameh," a person who comes to soil himself, to richly purify himself, okay, they open it up. "You want to be a Russia? Okay, baby, go for it. Here you can have all the beer and all the women, all the discotheques you want. You want to be a tzaddik? Here's a wall, here's a base midrash. There you go. Go for it. You do what you want." Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good. Good. Go ahead.
Can I ask you, I'm not sure if I completely understand the concept right, but maybe you can shed some light on it for me. The second parak of Shema, V'ayayim Shema, so we learn that our what we get from Hashem is contingent upon our actions. So if a person, God forbid, doesn't act the way he's supposed to, maybe he forgets this, he forgets that, whatever the case may be, then maybe he doesn't have the parnasa or the children or whatever it is that he needs in order to function to do mitzvah. And then it becomes back on him to do what he needs to do. So there's that side, but then there's the other side. If he does, then going straight up and having the emunah. So if you're on the first side without the emunah, how do you break past that barrier and fortify yourself if you know that, well, you know, maybe I'm not doing everything I'm supposed to do, and therefore it's on me.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. The first thing you need to do, and this is especially this important, someone that doesn't have a Rav. A person that doesn't have a Rav, the Yetzer spins him around his finger, and what we call in Yiddish, geplantet, he makes him, ties him into knots, and ties him into all kinds of things. He gets so confused, I'm up, I'm down, I'm all around. This, you need somebody objective, even a good friend, if you don't have a Rav, a good friend, and to talk to him in Emunah, a chavrusa. That's why the Gemara says, imein chavrusa yesh mitusa. If you don't have a chavrusa, you need somebody to talk to. Okay. You need somebody to say, this is where I am, and somebody say, you know, well, look at Hashem, look at the good things Hashem is doing for you, and give you a chizuk in Emunah. This is why we have the principal powers of speech, to be mechazek each person. Alright, and you don't have to feel bad, because one day you're mechazek me, and one day I'm mechazek you. We help each other. Alright? And that's what Shlomo Melech says. Two people are walking, and then two friends. The Gemara says, Tov tandu minitav al maluk. Better to be together than to be one. Because when one person falls, the other person picks him up. And when the second person falls, the first person picks him up. Okay, so what you need, you can't get out of a situation like that on your own. Okay, you have to, this is a great thing. You got to read Beyond BT. And you go into the articles of Beyond BT and you'll see all of a sudden it's all true with the same thing. Okay, we have, I tell people exactly questions like that. You know, my favorite, that I drop everything. They're my first priority questions. I'll let you know. Help people like that. If you don't have a local Rav, then write an email. But the best thing is to have your own local Rav that you talk to every single day. You know, if you don't have him, start looking for him. Start shot. Mm-hmm. How do you look for him? You go into local based midrash, see people here, you learn something, you talk to other people. This is a Rav here. Keep your eyes out on shiurim. You know, who's giving a shiur, who's giving a lecture. You know, go to chavuras, go to this. And a lot of times, you can have a Rav, you know, he's right under your nose. He's right under your nose. You know, maybe look, it could be, you know, want to try Kiva Mars. Try somebody. Here, you try Mark Frankel, try David Lynn. Everybody, like we said, you know, right here. You don't have to go to, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, drive down to Lakewood. The Mashkiach of Lakewood, how much time can you devote to you? You know, the Novominsker Rebbe, how much time can you devote to you? And you have to look for it. You have to look for it. And as far as basically doing what you need to do, do the very best you can. And if the Yetzer is making you crazy in davening, Rabbi Nachman gives us a lifeline how to get past it. When you're davening and you're being confused and you don't know whether you're up or whether you're down, I'll give you an example. In hand to hand, you learn something. When you are jumped by five people, by six enemy soldiers, okay, it's very difficult to try and fight off everybody at once. Telling this, okay. So what you do is you concentrate on one, and you finish that person off completely. That enemy, one, just finish them off completely. You know, like a Doberman, you just don't let the guy go. Whatever they do, they do. And it's amazing when you do that. The others, they get scared, they go away. You do the same with the Yetzer. When you go Shema Kolenu, concentrate on one word in davening. Shema Kolenu. Hashem, hear my voice. Hear my voice. Hashem, please hear my voice. I got this problem. Hear my voice. Don't leave. The answer all day is, you owe money. Your wife is angry at you. You're not this. You're no good. Your boss, you're threatened. You don't got no job security. You don't have any job security. The this, the that, ba 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 ba. He's draining your cup, the whole thing. And you hit Shema Kalein, what are they doing? The whole Shema Nisri. The Yesh Rabbi Nachman says, grab the two words like a Doberman. Shema Kalein, Hashem, listen to my voice. Hashem, listen to my voice. So what happens? As soon as you say one word of davening with Kavona, it opens up a window. And you get the light of Hashem. And that's Pitchuli Petach Shemacha. Hashem says, open me up a tiny little opening, and I'll open you up why you put a Mack truck through. Okay, then you see, but just take and daven one word, two words, with kavana, and you see what Hashem does to you. All we have to do is to take the first step. Where do we learn this? In Gemara. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, the tzaddik of the generation. Okay, there's not many halachas, no halachas, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, I gotta say. Okay, he wasn't a poisek, he was a rebbe. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa wanted to bring a present to the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't have any money. But he wanted to bring this big granite stone that they could use and carve in the Beis HaMikdash. So what did he do? The same weighs about 50 tons. He started pushing it. After he pushed it, then came the Malachim. Alright? First you gotta push. As soon as you push, and the Davin and the Emunah. Now how do you get Emunah? Anybody know how to get Emunah? How do you get Emunah? I don't suggest you get Emunah the way Laser Porter got Emunah. You know. Don't go to Gaza, don't go to Beirut. You know, don't go to Africa, don't go. The best way for Emunah, Hashem. And this is what I did now. Be davening for it. Where's it going to come from? From Hashem. Bitochen comes from Hashem. Hashem, do me a favor. Give me a Muna that I won't listen to any nonsense, no nashkat. I know that you're Hashem. And the three principles bring them in my heart. I know that you run the world. And you're Chanan Barachim. And you do what's best for me. Help me feel it. Help me believe it. Hashem, help me believe it. And all day long, this is what you be. When you're driving in the car, and you're talking to Hashem. And you're walking in the street, you're talking to Hashem. And you use every available minute to talk to Hashem. Hashem, give you Emuna. Hashem, you be Tachon. Don't ask for the Parnasa. You need to be Tachon. The Parnasa, that's a small fry. Parnasa is nothing for Hashem. Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zah, Nu Hashem. Hashem's got the biggest bank in the world. Everything belongs to him. He's got no problem. And stooping you all for them. If Hashem is not giving you $1 million, it's because it's no good for you. How many people that you know had money and went crazy for money? You know what the biggest bracha is in my opinion? The biggest bracha that Hashem should give us enough parnosa so we can give the family what it needs, we can pay our bills, and we can sit in the basement and learn a page Gemara without worrying about what's in the bank and what's not in the bank. No more, no less. That's the biggest bracha. That's why I bless everybody here in Parnassa. Enough Parnassa, we should have enough that the family's taken care of, and we don't owe any money, and we can sit in the base of Midrash, and we don't have to worry about what's in the bank. Okay? And now we ask Hashem for that. Hashem, that's the Parnassa I want. Second round of blocking one. Hashem, give you a Muna. And so we ask Hashem. You know something? We can't daven. A lot of times, when I see the Acers jumping all over me in the middle of davening, I can't get a word out. Just hold the phone. What the Acer wants you to be crazy. The Acer does not want you to stop and collect your thoughts. He wants you to be crazy all day long. The Acer wants people by the shrinks and wants people taking Zoloft. Okay? He does not want people composed. Because as soon as you have composure, you beat the Acer. He's finished. That is like a karate chop to his jugular. You smash him in the face. He doesn't want you to have composure. But when you stop, and the Yetzer is chepping you through it, and you can't daven, Hashem, I don't have kavona, I'm being mixed up. Hashem, please help me daven. Just stop and milch when I say. You lose that. You're not moving your feet. You're not breaking a lofa. You can't fail. You're fine. You get to Rifa'enu, and you don't know what you said. Mechaven, not mechaven, don't go back to the start, because in an obviously you go back to the start. You says you the next time you have to go on it. Hashem, do me a favor. I have to daven. I don't want to blow it. This is the only shacharis on the 22nd of Tevis I'll have in my life. I will never have this particular shacharis again. Hashem, please help me. Okay? You gotta help me daven. Hashem, you gotta help me daven. You gotta do that. What do I mean? I don't mean anything else. Help me daven. You ask Hashem like that for a couple of seconds, and what do you care? So let the tzibur run. Alright, so you finish. Okay, so you won't say Kedusha. You stop, and you machaben, when you hear the Kedusha, that's like saying a Kedusha. To take a little bit longer to daven, okay, Hashem will help you. Everything we ask Hashem, Hashem give me a muna, Hashem give me daven, have to talk to Hashem. Hashem is our beloved Tate. Have to talk to him like you talk to a Tate. Tate! Papa, do this for me. Hashem! You're in charge of my Hashem. You do this, Hashem. Give me a Muna. Hashem, give me trust. Hashem, give me bitachon. Hashem, help me not to worry. Hashem, help me internalize what I'm learning. It's all from Hashem. And that's that you win the ballgame. Once, Hashem, give me kingdom. I want to raise kids in Torah. Okay, so some people takes a week, some people takes a month, some people takes a year, some people you begin to win. But don't give up. That's the age who wants to break it. He doesn't want you talking to Hashem. He doesn't want you believing. When you talk to Hashem, Rabbi Nachman explains that when a Jew talks to Hashem, Hashem drops everything he's doing to listen to the Jew. Because that is the epitome of emunah. But not crazy. See, here everybody's intelligent people, capable people, and they're not walking around and crazy, mumbling. Lunatics looking at the moon, or like a, you know, an animal howling at the moon. No. But when a person talks to Hashem, that is the epitome of belief. Because when you talk to someone, you believe that they're there. Hashem, I know you're there. You cannot hide from me. And we say, Hastorah, and they say, now before Mashiach, it's the darkest dark of dark that can be. That the Rebbe is calling a Hastorah betoch Hastorah. That Hashem is hiding within the darkness. But you can't do it. Hashem, you can't do it. I feel you in every breath. I feel you in every heartbeat. I know you're massaging my heart. You can't hide it. I'm not hooked up to a generator. It's you. I know, it can't be that by age 30, the average person has a billion heartbeats. That heart, boom, 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 boom. And most people, Baruch Hashem, don't have heart trouble. That I went 30 years without, you know, taking my heart into the garage. It's you, Hashem. You're not going to fool me. I know you're there. And I know now we're on the turnpike when that person just made me. You saved me, Hashem. I see. If I turn you into the FBI, your fingerprints are all over the place, Hashem. You can't hide from me. But just help me with the Muna. Help me this. This is why you gotta talk to Hashem. You gotta talk to Hashem so personal, like you and I are talking now. Just like our dialogue. That's why you gotta talk to Hashem. And when you talk to Hashem, you get into it, you cry and let your eyes, it's not a good way to try and while you're driving. But, that, to go out, take a walk in the park, take a walk by the river where nobody's there to bother you, nobody's there to distract you, just talk to Hashem. It's the greatest thing in the world. There is no such thing that a person who talks to Hashem that needs a psychologist or psychiatrist. Because that's what we say when we go to bed. Roife kol baso. Roife kol baso. And he's a tata. Okay? I think it is Baruch Hashem. I'll end with another bracha. A bracha is a klal for the group, and a bracha is a prat for each and every one of the group. That beyond BT, Mark Franklin, David Lynn particularly, should have the biggest of success and should be a light unto the Jewish nation and to attract a lot of people to the Kedusha, the Baal Teshuva movement, and to be Mekayim, that each person helps the other person. Az nidu ish l'ehu yad shemayim, biyad Hashem. And that each person within the organization and every Baal Teshuva, Bashel Hashem, wherever he is, wherever she is, should have good health and good parnasa and nachat. And those who need shidduchim, they should find shidduchim. And those who need good parnasa, they should find good parnasa. And those that need good health and refuah, they should have good health and refuah. And those that need whatever they need, Hashem should send them all their heart's wishes for the very best and speedily redeem us. Send us Mashiach Tzidkenu, Beis HaMikdash, B'mehu B'menu, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you everybody for coming. Thank you, Rabbi Berger.